teaching their kids ever since they were babies to be successful hunters. They made them get up early, go out, go look at the weather. They said if they live that way, and if they always go empty the old folks' club bucket, or get them water, or be helpful, those things will help develop something inside of them that would make them be a good hunter. You need to talk more about their own people about that if you want to be a good hunter. Maybe some of our hunting is not the same anymore. Maybe it's not hunting caribou or animals so much anymore. Maybe some of us hunt something else. Maybe we hunt money or jobs or politics or something. But it doesn't happen overnight. We have to get ourselves educated too and learn some way back here so that we could help our people do those things and bring them home. Same way that the hunter brought the animals home to help his family and the community. There are different kinds of hunting, but it's still important because you're training from the beginning. And domestic skills. How many of us can balance our checkbooks today? Without problems balancing our checkbooks. In domestic skills, a woman is supposed to know how to manage her home. She was supposed to know how to cook and clean it. Because, you know, in the old times, they said if you kept your floor dirty, if the women kept their floor dirty, the husband would have a hard time. He wouldn't be a successful hunter. Because animals don't like to be caught by families that have a dirty floor because they don't want their body to be on dirty floor where they have to cut it. That's what they taught us out in the cold. And we always had to keep our floor clean. If we wanted our hunters to come home with steel or something. Cleanliness was part of that. And how to take care of those animals, how to make clothes. How many of us know how to sew anymore? Are we learning? Is the younger generation learning to sew skin? Are they learning to make clothes? The men providing them for hourly wage, either through jobs or something. I know if we don't have the stuff in hand, we can't learn either unless the hunters, whoever is supporting the family, can bring the stuff home to sew it with, to work with. So those two go together, and the family will keep things. And the other value that we really talk about is humility. Our old people, being asked to put the name on the stuff, you know, not like us. Us, we learn in white man school so much, we can go in there and argue our way through and try to win no matter what. And we almost get like Muhammad Ali. We always say he's the greatest, you know? That's not the way our people were. And they said when you're that way, great things happen to you. Great things happen to you. But if you always brag about things, then somebody's likely to shoot you down, you know, knock you down, or maybe you lose, or because you talk to someone saying you're so great, you know, you have to use your words. Some part of humility, you gotta learn that, but it leads to greatness. And all of these things that we do, these are just some of the things that we all don't talk about. And this is the thing that's really important, our responsibility to the tribe, to the infant, all of us. And I think, when I think about it, I think that when our kids start going away to college, if they start thinking in these terms, we won't have quite as many dropouts. In my 40 years, 11%. But bit in youth. I too let me graduate a coming group. Police associate, college career admitted, I think not lose that first year. Tell me what you're saying. Police associate, college career putting down the first year, not that yet. Agla vea hutting, yamik, sapiye hutting, nara ka sumit patisika hutting. Agla mea hutting, isen malgo, dapu na nga tali mati pening, graduate ala ra hutting. Suba doba. Upik mi suba. Suba isi makapkali tiru. Semana ini perlu setting ini dia perlu fitpacet. Semuna ini perlu setting ini cuma perlu kanungin perlu filmi. Asing ini tak setting semana ini niaga perlu itu perlu setting filmi. Ini tak sering ini semana setting. Inyong pekatima ita yung tibideta pera. Na isyong mekumi, inyong wailung raktor, graduate at talaga. Inyong puna, inyong migurak, pinaya kami, katuya no? Inyong tumawit po tamna. So, sakit na lecture man, ay, takla pinag lang. Na isyong nangyakto. Inyong mong finish. Aglan, sabrekuni, isumrekuni, inyupayakatid, pitinayarap sinirataktuni, tatuguni, tatugunakto, at ite, pirong sinirataktuni. Saan na, nadabot, isumrektitsuktiling, inyupayakatidin, pitinluwis, sinirataktotek. And think about that responsibility to Christ. I think we would have very large percentage of success. Magulong siya ngayon po. Activity, sigun niya kami, ang yung ability, ubang alipa, abong mga college career mentor na hindi siya ako. Sigun ability, ikayok sige, sigun din, tawa ni sigun min. Patuninga, iniksyok na yutin. Ibupaya katili, ikayu silutin, sigumi, kaana, iniwayutin, nasi yutin, ikayotin, ikayu toro kata, kaya sa tubatin na. Sabadun mo pa, isumalo sa kapitak. Ating, sisimin, sa mga, ibigunin sa, Nunakit, saan na itong nagatanggipan kitin. Ang ayong karinig ko, saan na itong nagatanggipan kitinik. Sinulimin sa bagay lugo, nunakiramin sa bagay lugo, kitpata kitinik. Saman na, perong nato. Ilagusto raw ni inyong sinyakong perong nato. Kayo't silisin mo sa kitinik. Saya abuk sedih mencuba jawab ini. Itu jawab kecana. Ini mesin itu kenal se opori sangat. Kecana fitur lah putih tapi sangat. Bukan sulit kecana fitur lah putih tapi takut. Ia kata ilik tuju bukan lu. Itu mereka sebenarnya kita. Sebagai aktivitibu, ingin nampak, jadi.
Cuba jangan sembuh, sekolah orang lain, kalian. Jo, kalau kita berjuang, apa?
Eh? on your sheet now, it's not made you look like a duck. So what can I do good? Enjoy every day, Matt. There you are, tell us if you believe you're eating a bit or not. But I'm on it, but you might have a mother. You're not, I'll flip it from it. I'll try to hold off on it, saying up that no car syrup. I'm going to show you, I'm going to go out to get from it, you will go. You can't to go. You know, say that. I look big, just as I think, so I'm going to have one more look up on it. Surely, I saw a lot on it. All of me, so a lot on it, you know, work on your seat, just put the end of that, not in the winter of the road. I'm going to go to the hospital. You were a dog, I'm a senior agent. I'll let you go then. I'll let you go then. I'm going to go to the hospital. 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 ne shabottimu un atto dopo un po' col che scrivete oggi con la sua forma allora c'è il mio figlio shabottimu
Formative to make me, in the old me, to Payame, to Bobo, standing in the national itself. It's not there, the call of Sarah Lama, the manna, the one that hope of Logo, it's my hope of Panat, the one needing in Madden, the one is left in the
about things that are inside of you. It talks about how You're supposed to fit in with the rest of the universe, the rest of the land. It talks about a different thing. For that alone we ought to keep it. But if for nothing else we ought to keep it just because a lot of our people speak it. You can't get these old people like Joe do to teach you, but they know in English. They can. So who are you going to learn the knowledge from? Who are you going to get that knowledge from? Not from me. And you're not going to get it from your teachers, because I can bet you anything that they're not any smarter than me. And I can't teach you. So who are you going to get it from? The only people you're going to get it from are the older people. These things. You don't have to be a hunter to learn that. You don't have to be a fisherman to learn that. We're not talking about things like how you throw a spear so that you can get more animals. We're not even talking about how you shoot a gun to get more animals. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about those things that make you a better person. Right? The ability to get up in the morning because you know you've got a job to do. No matter how tough it is, go do it. Those kinds of things. Respecting other people and their property. Respecting animals and how they live. All those kinds of things make you a better person. It doesn't make any difference really what you do. The only thing for us is that we've got one thing in common, and that's hearing with that. And the best way to teach these things to us right now is through the new path way. Because the people that know this stuff, that can teach it to us, are in effect. And they can teach it to us better in our own language. It doesn't take anything away from the teachers in the school. In fact, it's tougher for us now. We not only have to learn these kinds of things, but we've got to learn the white man's way too to succeed. So the kids got a tougher job. Somewhere along the line we're missing something. Because the kids are not learning to be very good Inupiaqs or very good white people either. We're not. I'm not, you're not. There's something wrong. This is why we're here. We want you to start thinking about it. And that's why we hit you over the head with all this stuff. It's easy for us to say, well, that's somebody else's problem. But it's not. You think about the things we've talked about. How many of your own relatives, and maybe yourself at one time or another, has these problems we talked about? They're closer than somebody else's problem. They're your problem. They're our problem. You know we've got to do something about it. We have to. We don't have much choice. We don't have much time. A lot of these old people are starting to go. You're a little bit luckier up here. You kind of stayed away. The farther away you are from Kotzebue, I think the better off you are. And I think your kids speak Inupiaq a little bit better up here than they do in other villages that are closer to Kotzebue. And I think you're kind of more left alone. And it helps a little bit. But you're still losing. Pretty soon in some of these villages there'll be nothing. The next generation, those little kids that are coming up now, who's gonna teach them? Not their parents. Their parents lost it already. Only the grandparents. Nobody's teaching little kids, grandparents aren't. These kind of values are not being taught anywhere in our region, except in church. They're the same kind of values that are taught in church. Those are exactly the same. So why don't we just leave it up to the churches to do it? Well, they told you one of the reasons, that young kids aren't coming to church. But even if you were going to church, which church would you go to? Because in America, you can go to any church you want. It wouldn't make any difference because they all teach just about the same thing. But worse than that, in America, you don't even have to go to church. So a lot of us don't go to church. So we don't get to learn that in church either. So we can't get it there. Our parents were told to quit being in your bathroom. Let our kids learn in school. And that was fine, except who was to teach this kind of stuff? The teachers don't teach it. They expect you to learn that at home. That's where they learned it. Their parents taught them these same things at home. Or part of them. When they went to school, they weren't taught these kinds of things. Yet here we are, we're expecting those people who never learned values like this in school to teach our kids that in school. Well, they aren't going to. We're expecting too much of these allotments. It's not what they're here for. That job is the job of the older people. That's the job of the parents and the grandparents. But we got to get that started again. Doesn't make any difference how we do it. It's got to be done. There's just one or two more generations, and it'll be finished. It's hard to say, stand up and say, I've got a problem. Because you're so used to it. Most of you younger people are so used to it. You never lived without it. All the time you've been living, people have been committing suicide. You've been around drunks. Because that's the way we've been. We grew up that way. I grew up that way. It was happening before I was born. Well, I don't see it as a problem. Why shouldn't I get falling down drunk? Everybody else I know did. So it's hard to tell when you're sick if you've always been sick. And we've been sick for a long time. And that's exactly what we are. We're sick. I haven't started going back to church. I've still got my own problems. I'm not standing here trying to preach to you from that kind of a world. I'm just telling you that everything we're doing is not going to work unless we change ourselves. And it has to start with you. And you're sick. You're sick inside. Can't expect to do any better than you've been doing for the last 10 years. You don't change. We've got to do it. And you got to do it here. You got to say we can't just leave it up to somebody from Manila. Got a drinking. Oh, somebody else got a drinking problem. Call Bobby Curtis. He's working alcoholism. Sit him up here and he'll take care of the problem. He won't take care of the problem. He can't even do his job. Nobody down there has. Wasting money in Manila for most of their problems. Not because they don't try, it's because we won't let them help us. The ministers here working with us on this, they understand that same problem. The people that go to church, they work with, they can help them. They want to be helped, they come to church. But most of our people who have problems don't go to church. Won't talk to them.